Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Network.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's a 50th bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Then one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Personal Brilliance is the title of his book. Jim Cantarucci, two C's on the end, before the I.com. Check it out and see all the things that he does for his customers. Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about settling. We're talking about what does it look like when a CEO has to take something less than the perfection that they've cooked up in their head, in our heads, in my head, something less than that. I have to settle for that. That's how I feel sometimes. I need to get over it. It's not failure, right, Jim? It's making a showing. It's doing us proud. And
you're delivering.
Yeah, we're moving things along. That's the key. Is not was it perfect, but did we make something move? And so you've got a list. You call it a settle list. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Anytime we're in that situation, and you have to be aware enough to know that you're in this situation. For me, it's when I'm talking to a software developer and they say, "Well, we could do it that way, but right." And there's some constraint that I make the decision, and as a team, we make the decision. Let's, in my language, settle for this particular solution in this instance. And then in my head, I say, however, I really would like it to do that, right? I really would like that feature. That's what does on the settle list. So then, you know, with my Italian parents, we do proud for delivering, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe it's tomorrow, maybe it's next month, but we then get back together and we pull out the settled list. And we say, we know we did this. We know we took this approach. We were successful in taking this approach. Now, with the idea of excellence and continued innovation, how could we make it better? And the hint lies in our settled list.
Mm-hmm.
We look at that list and say, this is something we settled on in my example for this particular software feature. How can we add this in with the least amount of pain and effort? And how do we make it better as a result? How do we continue the excellence journey so that we actually make it better and provide a pleasant surprise to our customer mm-hmm. as a result? The danger, Jim, is when we don't make that list or we forget about the list
mm-hmm.
because we then can create a habit of doing less.
Well, that's when deviancy gets defined down because – When you settle for a level of performance today that's less than perfection, it's not because you're tickled about it. It's not because you're happy about it. It's that this is as good as you can do today. And but then what you're saying is, if you forget about it, it then becomes the new perfect.
And the next day
you're settling for something less than that.
Exactly. And mental health for our CEOs, this starts to weigh on you.
Yeah.
You feel like you're never accomplishing the best,
yep.
that you're not doing good work.
Well, I keep getting reminded of what Daniel Patrick Moynihan said. Senator Moynihan talked about defining deviancy down. This is a commercial application of that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Exactly right. And so, you know, what that does is it doesn't let people off the hook. It doesn't let ideas off the hook. It keeps you engaged and motivated. You are doing great.
So how do you talk to your people?
By your definition.
How do you talk to your people? How do you get this across to your people, Jim, where you say, okay, guys, I'm going to accept this, but you and I both know this is not as good as we can do. You have to make sure you talk to them in a way that mm-hmm. doesn't sound like you're never going to be happy, right? I mean, you can't wear them out, right? You have to say, okay, guys, good job. We all know we can do better, but I'm happy with what we've got today. But let's pledge that we won't be happy with this tomorrow, something like that. What do you think?
Yeah, they know that that's one of those inflection points when they're bringing that concept to me and say, well, this is going to be hard. Can we do it this way? I pleasantly surprise them many times by saying, hey, that's just a better solution. Go for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're pleasantly surprised. Other times I say, okay, but let's put that on our backlog. I'll use their language for them. Let's put it on that backlog list, and then let's come back and revisit it. It's never done in a punitive way.
Or say to them, okay, all right, I see what you've given me here. I like it. I think we probably can go with this today. Let me ask you a question. Do you think this is as good as we can do?
Right, sure.
Put it back on them a little bit.
What we're doing is we're involving everybody in the strategy and the tactics and the leading of the organization. Mm-hmm. It's not just me doing it. We're now working on it together. Mm-hmm. And so what happens over time is they'll start building the settled list and bringing that back to me and saying, hey, can we get back to remember when? And when that starts to happen, now we know that we're working.
And now as the CEO, you've just grown some leaders.
Exactly right. And
you've got ownership. You've got people taking ownership now.
Exactly. Yeah. We've got it. You know, there's buzzwords like engagement and all of that. That's what it is. That's where it comes from.
That's right. That's right.
From these examples. Yeah. Exactly.
Well said. Hey, Jim, good job today.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
I need your website again, please.
JimCantarucci.com. More than you could ever read about leadership in that spot.
It's good stuff, folks. When you hang out with Jim, you'll get smarter and you'll thank me later. It's two seasons before the I on the end there. JimCantarucci.com. Hey, Jim, come back soon, buddy.
Will do. Love it here, Jim.
See you next time. See you next time. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.